It's 8 o'clock and I'm Dave Rhodes. A 51-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder after an attack on a 4-year-old boy in Mansfield. Steve Frog of Frederick Street will appear at Mansfield Magistrates Court today.
Figures obtained by BBC Radio Manchester show last year in Greater Manchester there were 5,000 children in care and only 200 of them found adoptive parents.
It's 10 o'clock and we're just on our way to the first major incident of the evening. Officers have been called to a disturbance near a social club on Chesterfield Road. We're not quite sure as to how many people may be involved, but as we touch down, Sergeant Andy Lee, who's in charge tonight, fills me in.
We've had reports of up to 20 fighting with sticks and weapons.
This is Hallam FM.
Parents who force their children to get married could face jail from today as the government's planning to make it a criminal offence. David Cameron says forced marriage is little more than slavery.
O'Neill, though, 25 yards out, might have a shot on goal, might chip into the back post. What's he going to do? He has a shot, goes to the near post, and O'Neill scores! What a free kick by Luke O'Neill! 25 yards out, right footed, and it reached the top left-hand corner. And I'll tell you what, you might as well have three goalkeepers in goal. None of them would have saved.
In response to a Freedom of Information request made by this radio station, the council have admitted that nearly 3,000 pictures containing images of graphic nudity, sexual acts and extreme violence have been viewed on the authorities' PCs in the last 3 years. Furthermore, the council have also identified that another 6,500 images of an inappropriate nature have also been viewed online. For many, a drink after work or with friends is an enjoyable pastime that gives us the chance to relax or unwind. However, that's not always the case.
Get your teeth in the face!
Any more of that?
Yes!
Yeah.
Home Secretary Theresa May set out the extent of the problem when she laid out plans to introduce a minimum price of 40p on every unit of alcohol sold.
Almost 1 million.
But the headlines here from the Civic Centre at the moment is that Tony Egerton has been elected for a third term in office as Mayor of Mansfield. We'll have full reaction throughout the next hour here. In fact, if you stay with me in a moment's time, Tony Egerton, I believe, will step forward and give his acceptance speech. Here is the new Mayor of Mansfield, Tony Egerton.
But what can I say?
Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music. Of course, a song that launched Gaga onto the international stage. And Just Dance. Hope you are. This is Dave Rhodes on a Saturday afternoon. We're you through till 6 o'clock tonight here on the home of great music. Now, I hope you're well. I hope you're enjoying the Jubilee celebrations. If you are, let me know what you're up to today. 82727 is my text number. Make sure you start that message with the word studio.
Mansfield.